Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysterio Legacy, Mabinugi, other games, and Dungeons and Dragons. We do play other games. David Ray used to play Dungeons and Dragons. I never did. I thought Dungeons and Dragons was kind of actually dumb. But, yeah, Demented Dungeons and Dragons is just a play on words. Sounds cool, sounds funny, sort of. More funny than cool, probably, depending on who you are. We do play games. We are kind of gamers, but, and our games are similar, but not the same as Dungeons and Dragons. It's medieval, hack and slash and multiplayer games. If Dungeons and Dragons was a computerized multiplayer MMO game, it would probably be something similar to what we play, but then again, maybe not. It would be interesting to see what they would come up with if they were to make a video game. Parallel Kingdoms was a medieval multiplayer game. That's the one we got addicted to. David Ray plays Mabinugi. He's been playing that for a long time. He's addicted to that one. It's a multiplayer, kind of medieval. It's a Japanese medieval modern game. Mysterio Legacy is kind of the same way. It's more medieval, but the characters look more modern. Mysterio Legacy is the one I play. And Red Towers was medieval multiplayer game. And like I said, they might put some modern day stuff in them, but for the most part, they're medieval based. That's the theme. And so we like playing those kind of games. I got friends who are into I forgot what they call it, SSE or SCS or something like that, where they dress up and role play. It's kind of like doing Civil War reenactments, but they're doing like medieval reenactments, like the Renaissance Festival, except these guys are even more, maybe, depends on the Renaissance Festival, but these guys might be even more hardcore, serious about their rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines as far as how things are medieval. And they actually have done their history. And when they do their reenactments, everything has to be as it was then. The fabric has to be replicated as it was made back in the day. The painting has to be done as it was back in the day. The swords, the armor, other weapons, other arm, you know, the housing, everything that they do has to be done the way it was back in the day. I thought about getting into it. Sounds cool, but I ain't got that kind of time. I'm probably also not nerdy enough either. I mean, I'm a nerd, but I'm not that nerdy. So, I like playing the games. I like watching the movies. I like listening to the music. The whole concept, the whole idea of the medieval stuff is cool. But do I really have the patience to actually do the reenactments? Probably not. I'm a working man, Chris, so are they, but you know, they don't have a life. Of course, neither do I. But if I had a woman, well, I guess it'd depend on what she was into. If she was into it, I would get into it. If she wasn't, I wouldn't. But I'm more of a modern-day guy. I just like medieval stuff. So right now I'm working on a website, and I'm doing a podcast. Let's see here. I got to type in directions. Take US 62. That's not south. They said south, but odd numbers run east or north and south. Even numbers run east and west. But that's what the directions say, so that's what we'll put into the deal here. Go south to Oklahoma 76. Take Oklahoma 76 south to Lindsay. How you spell? Make sure I spell it right. EY. Oklahoma. Forget that. Two. Oklahoma 19, which is in Lindsay. Then Oklahoma 76 south again for 1.7 miles. Two. Manson. Road. Manson Road Splash. East. 1520 Road. Go west 6.1 miles to north 2970 Road. And that's all I got in this picture. This guy didn't send me the whole thing. Continue. I think to more miles, and that's all I know. The guy who sent me the picture of the call sheet didn't send me the whole thing. The rest of the directions was cut off. Please, if you have updates, post
hello
into the comment section. Hello and welcome to the DDD podcast, the Method Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. How'd that sound? Does it sound cool?
Sure.
I kind of got an echo in the background. Background!
Dungeons! Yell loud enough.
I'm sorry, what?
If you yell loud enough.
Hello and welcome to
know, I think getting a reverb app might be more appropriate.
I thought it sounded cool. Sounds cool on my end. I don't know about the other stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's clear that you're yelling, but the volume kind of drops off when you do it.
Rally.
Rally.
Rally, it does. Well, I was sitting here monitoring the computer after we hung up from the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, and it only took about a minute for it to acknowledge that the podcast was over. And it sent me a notification on my email saying that the podcast was ready for download.
Okay. So we can turn around and hop back.
In under 5 minutes.
As soon as that notification comes in.
Yeah, under 5 minutes. So wait at least a minute or two. Bam, we can call back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy!
Aw, you've got to be kidding me.
What?
Well, I have all this wonderful stuff I want to talk about. And I was just looking it over, perusing it, to see what I want to talk about first. And it went,
internet.
It went, floop, it just went away. It just went away as soon as the internet signal went away.
Sounds like you're about to go away.
Yeah, probably. I had trouble calling back in. So. Yeah. You know, I do not feel sorry for these flies that drown so easily. Great big horse flies. And the ones that you call green-eyed bitches.
Green-eyed bitches!
I catch them, and I throw them in the tick water. And you know they drown real quick?
Cool.
It's kind of disappointing. I wish their suffering would be longer. Yes, I'm evil. I hate...
Is he evil? Yes, he is!
Well, you know, I don't hate all flies. I hate the ones who bite me and draw my blood and cause me pain.
I hate the ones that are annoying, whether they're painful annoying or just regular annoying.
As in tickling your skin as they walk across it?
Landing on my face after they eat somebody's poo. Yeah.
Land on your eye?
I haven't had that happen yet.
Oh, God. I had a moth land in my eye last night, a small moth. I'm sure it disintegrated instantly. Problem is, its disintegrated body spread all over my whole eye very quickly. And it was
yeah,
hard to get
do,
out.
Do they eat
Say
poop?
What? Moths?
No, said, but do they?
No, they don't eat okay. poop. But they're little... They're not feathers. They're more like scales. But still, they come off as dust.
Right.
That stuff was all over my right eye last night. And I had to rinse it out to get it out. All because it thought that my shiny little eyeball was a good place to land. Worst decision of its life.
Worst decision of your life.
Well, it was the end of it. Because, you know, one blink and it was smashed.
Oh, okay.
You know, it hit my eyeball and I blinked. It was a small moth. It hit my eyeball and I blinked from the pain of being hit. And then my eyes watered something awful from the pain of it spreading all over the place. I was not happy. Yeah. So I'm attempting to log into all these things. I see that I used a fake email account to sign in as Doofus.
Yeah, some off-the-wall one.
Yeah, so if it doesn't accept my password for that particular account, there ain't no retrieving it.
Because we are, I am the administrator. We are whatever. We can fix that.
You know, I suppose you could set my password to password and let me change it after the fact.
Oh, yeah. And let me go do that. Because, like, you'll...
No, don't do it yet because I don't really have any internet. In the next 2 hours, somebody might hack me.
Oh, I'm going to change it to a different word. I ain't going to...
All right.
Well, and nobody's listening anyway. Nobody listens to us.
The NSA.
Oh, yeah, they might. The but NSA. They already have your password, so it don't matter.
That's true. That's true. Though I suppose I could use PGP software and secure my passwords that way. They don't really like that.
What do you use?
I don't, but I suppose I could. PGP software. Pretty good.
Oh, military.
Yeah, it's military grade. The military doesn't like the fact that it's military grade, but it is. It's military grade. It's, you know. Now, granted.
Users.
Yeah.
Why would you use a fake email address for an account that we administrate?
I'm not sure. That might actually be a real account. I don't know. If it is, I don't remember creating it. I think it was an experiment.
You idiot.
Hey. Who's Ron Ireland?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was David Irish testing us.
Ah, generate password. Your new password is OBUOHVIL. 2MOHR7V and symbol K4UTD the dollar sign M.
Right.
That's what it is. Okay. I'm going to make it something else. It's a weak password.
As opposed to a day password?
Now we'll take a look at it.
Okay. I will text you the weak password.
Oh, boy.
I think that's what I did. You have to let
me
know if it works.
You sent me something. I won't be able to tell you until after the podcast because...
Okay, so previously on the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, we were talking about the TSA fondling innocent people.
Including little kids and destroying their teddy bears.
And including Ron Paul, a congressman.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't touch me there. What, here?
Yeah, bear.
Right. And then if you complained about it, they compiled a list of people that were non-compliant.
How dare you be non-compliant?
Right. And that's why I don't fly anymore. I'm going to get my own pilot's license, and I'll fly myself. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll still probably want to inspect you.
Nah, because I'll be flying from a small airplane airport. But, yeah. And they wonder why Muslims supposedly attacked us on 9/11.
Right. And left that mysterious ID that didn't even have a singe on it at the base of the building?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, okay, let's just say that they really did attack us. Why would they attack us? I mean, right now we're over there fighting.
Because we did something wrong over there?
Like what we're doing right now?
Probably.
So we accuse them of attacking us. So then we go and attack them. Now they really want to attack us.
Right.
You create a problem, so you can advocate a solution for the problem, which creates more problems. So now you can advocate more problem, more solutions for the problem, which create more problems.
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we were talking about on our ScrapGov Scrap podcast. You'll have to go listen to that. But this is our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. So let me find my notes, since you can't find yours.
Where I can't play Mabinugi, because I have no internet.
Because you suck.
I'm going to cry if you keep saying stuff like that.
All right, let's see here. Podcast notes. Check out offgridsingles.com. If you're an off-gridder, survivalist, or prepper, there used to be a prepper dating site, which is where I met Prepper Girl. And there used to be a survivalist singles website. It's gone. I'm the only one left. David Ray thought of it. It was originally called Off-Grid Dating, and it was originally a group on a social network called worldtruth.org.
Yep.
They still have a social network, but they renamed it.
Yeah, and it's no longer Facebook-like. They've instituted some rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines that they weren't instituting before. It was created because they wanted to get away from Facebook and all of its tyranny. But, you know, hey.
And they created their own tyranny.
They created their own little tyranny. And it'll only get worse.
Yeah, I created an alternative to Facebook also. Because back when I was Polly, people were complaining. I'm sure they still are. I don't pay any attention to the poly community that much anymore. But people were complaining back then that Facebook was not poly friendly. So I figured out how to create. It is?
Probably.
It's probably more poly friendly, but you can't.
Well,
you can't. The problem with. And actually, I think even my website, I haven't figured out how to change the coding in order to fix it. But one of my business partners is a programmer. And when I got money, I can have him go and fix it. But anyways, because he don't work for free. But anyway, Facebook won't allow you to say that you're in a relationship with more than one person. You have to pick your primary. Say you're in a relationship with them. But
right.
If that person is already in a relationship with somebody, on Facebook, they can't. You know, it's like, okay. For example, when Mary and I were poly, Mary was my primary. And so then if we found a secondary and she identified Mary as her primary, which I would want, she couldn't do that. Because Mary had already Mary was already in a relationship with someone.
Do you know how the kids get around all that?
How's that?
They say such and such and so and so is my brother. Such and such and so and so is my sister.
Oh well, yeah. Well.
And that was their code word for, you know, we're all into each other.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's better ways. Yeah.
That's why my kids got on me for listing them as my sons and daughters. My daughter clued me in on that one.
Okay.
Dad, it makes you look like a pervert. Because this is what it means.
Right. So they were changing the format, but we didn't know that.
Right.
That makes sense. Well, anyway, so I created a poly-friendly Facebook. And I made it as poly-versatile as I possibly could with the programming that was given to me.
Right.
And since I'm not a programmer, I can't go in and edit it and make it perfect. Of course, it'll never be perfect. But I got it as close as I possibly can. And once I got more money, I can make it better. But I never go there anymore. I basically created a website. It's called thepolycommunity.com. It looks and acts and feels just like Facebook. I shouldn't say feel because it's not as invasive as Facebook. But, you know, basically, you can get on there. And the poly people get on there and do whatever they want. I don't even monitor them. I should probably. But I don't even monitor them. I created it for them as, well, I had like 5 poly sites while I was poly. And then I discovered this software as I was basically leaving the fold, if you will, leaving the community. But I'm still an advocate for the community. And so I merged all my sites. Well, I bought thepolycommunity.com towards the end of this whole adventure, if you will. And so then I merged all of my sites into one under the Poly Community and basically just put it out there on my server. And they have the Poly people have free reign. They can do whatever they want with it. It's basically whatever they decide it is, that's what it is.
There you go.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I basically did the same thing. World Truth wanted to create their own Facebook, and they did. And it was cool. And then I figured out how to do it, and I did the same thing, and I'm going to try to keep mine cool. But I guess World Truth didn't do that. But Off-Grid Singles started at worldtruth.org. So check it out. It's just a social network. We got people signing up all the time. I haven't checked it in a while either. I need to go check it right now.
No, and I'm ashamed of myself. I've had access to a computer all this time and could check it. Whereas on the phone, I can't check it.
You can, just your phone didn't like it.
No, it
didn't
like it.
Well, that old phone didn't like it. Maybe your new phone does.
That I don't know.
Well, I'm going there now. See if we got any new members. See how many members we have. Oh, we do have a new member. Country Boy Cade. We have a total of 110 members. David Ray last signed in November 28th, 2014. Oh, wait, no, that's when
what?
That's when you registered. Never mind.
That's when I registered. I was going to say.
You registered November 28th, 2014. You were last signed in November
10th, 2017. Yeah, maybe.
That's what the website said.
What's the website address again? Off-grid dating?
Off-grid dating, offgridsingles.com. Oh, no, that's me. This person, Country Boy, signed up June 12th, just 5 days ago. And I don't even advertise this site, except maybe on our podcast. And I do have a Facebook group or like page. That's it. I don't really advertise it. This guy says, it says, how did you hear about offgriddating.com? Searching the web is what he said.
Web search, yep. The phrase. It's kind of an oxymoron because we're using the grid in order to achieve dating. Yes, this site is an oxymoron. But, hey, what are you going to do? Where else are you going to meet weirdos who don't want to be on the grid?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of things to come up when you type in off-grid dating. Off-grid singles. Date hookup. Green singles comes up.
Yeah,
green
I don't
singles
like them.
Yeah, they're okay. Oh, treehuggers.com.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
No, you've been there?
No, I just don't like tree huggers.
Oh, okay.
They get the Mother Earth thing a little bit out of
kilter.
Like, while I agree we shouldn't cut down every single tree that's out there, putting spikes in trees is not appropriate.
Yeah. Then there's offgrid.single. He created his website after I created mine. But since he got in a relationship, he pretty much shut down his website. It's still there, but you can't sign up.
Right.
Which I understand why he did that.
Having had a girlfriend who told you to do that very thing.
I had one I was courting, and she said she couldn't trust me because I got a dateline, and I got access to all these women, or whatever, and she just couldn't trust me. And I was like, well,
that's a personal issue.
It is a personal issue. And the weird thing is I'm probably one of the most trustworthy people that she's probably ever dated or potentially dated. I'm not saying trustworthy, but one of the most trustworthy.
Like this, sweetheart, that is your loss.
Oh, because, I know.
Because I'm faithful to a fault.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I'm faithful to a fault. I stayed with a woman who basically was cheating with me for 12 years.
Right.
In the hopes.
I didn't stay that long. I only stayed for a month, but.
Yeah. In the hopes that she'd come back to her family and her children and whatever. And, you know.
Yeah, I was in denial. I knew within 2 weeks. Actually, I knew pretty much right away. but I didn't have substantial evidence. It took me about 2 weeks to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and then I was still in denial for another 2 weeks until I found the condom in the bedroom.
Never. I can't imagine you ever being in denial.
Right? Well, when I found the condom in the bedroom, that was it. I lost it.
Like, I don't remember leaving this here.
I know I didn't leave that there. I didn't need to leave it there. It's with my wife.
Right. And what's the strange white fluid in it?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't find the condom. I found the condom wrapper.
Right.
I'm sure they flushed the condom down the toilet or something.
I was blowing bubbles for the kids.
Right? So, yeah. So, that's when I lost it. I mean, I was literally like, you know those cartoons where people's heads blow up and steam's coming out their ears? That was me.
Yeah.
I lost it.
Well, you maniac, you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I borderline crossed the line.
Yeah, I can't see you crossing the line.
I did. I did a couple things that were borderline.
You threw
unethical.
Yourself out on the.
I did some things that were borderline unethical because I was pissed that she went behind my back with another guy.
You mean you threw her clothes out on the curb?
No, actually, I didn't. I allowed her to move out. I moved all my stuff to a safe place to where I knew that she, you know, we separated all our stuff. Basically, I turned the house into a duplex. And we rented out part of it for a while when we was having financial problems. Basically, we separated all our stuff. I moved into the basement. She lived upstairs with the kids. But then whenever I found the condom, I blew up. Or found the condom wrapper, I blew up. We had a huge fight. Well, I was a truck driver. I went back out on the road. By the time I came back home, she was moved out. Packed all her crap and she was gone. So, that was it. But, anyway, yeah, I did some borderline stuff. Like, for example, well, this was technically illegal and maybe unlawful.
I wouldn't admit it online.
Well, it's no big deal. It's in the past. I was pissed.
It was a crime of passion.
It was a crime of passion. Well, I mean, you know, she did some unlawful, illegal things too. So, two wrongs don't make a right. But, you know, the worst thing that I did was I was helping her set up a tax business where, you know, she helps people get their fake money back from the criminals.
Right.
I made her business cards. I bought her a domain name, set her up a website, the whole nine yards. I was promoting her advertising, you know, everything, getting her business. When I found the condom wrapper, I went into her website. It was technically mine, but I went into her website and I posted it on the front page.
You idiot.
I was pissed. So yeah, after that we became mortal enemies.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it was borderline illegal, unlawful. it was technically my website. I owned everything. So technically I could do whatever I wanted with it. But at the same time, it was promoting her. It was about her. It was all her. And so it,
and you committed a slanderous act in public.
Yeah, that would be classified as defamation of character. Even though it was true.
Well, yeah. If you could absolutely prove that it was true. See, that's the thing. If she wanted to sue you for defamation of character and you were able to prove that it was true and it wasn't defamation of character.
Yeah, see, that's why I said it was borderline, because I had evidence. I had evidence. I was putting it all together. I had emails. I didn't have text messages, but she could have swore I was reading her text messages in her phone on the internet, and I let her believe it. She thought I was hacking her phone, and I was like, so? I was like, yeah, she didn't know I was hacking her email and her Facebook. I was documenting everything off Facebook and off of her emails. I couldn't hack her phone, but she thought I was, so I let her believe it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how the cops get a lot of people.
I know.
You know, keep your mouth shut. If they're accusing
right?
you of stuff, you know, ask them questions. What evidence do you have that that's true? Oh, we got plenty of evidence. Okay, show me some.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Right?
Show me yours. And forget about asking about mine.
Exactly.
You got to prove your case, and I don't really have to prove anything. You have to prove your case.
That's basically what I did. You know, I wanted her to prove her innocence. I really did. But she wasn't innocent. Couldn't. But anyways. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, that was the worst thing that I did. I did other things like not making direct, but making indirect threats that I was going to kill him. Because I wanted to scare him. I knew better than do it because I would be in prison. But I wanted him to think I would. You know? And he wasn't innocent, by all means. Neither one of them were. He knew. But, it's whatever. So, yeah, that was the worst. I mean, if I'm going to do bad things, and a lot of people would say that I was justified for doing what I did, even though it was wrong. Because, like I said, two wrongs don't really make a right. But that was the worst that I did. Other people would have done, like, probably 10 times worse than that. But that's the worst that I did. And I don't remember why I even brought all that up. Well, let's go back and listen to the podcast and find out why. But yeah, off-grid single. That's what started this whole thing. Oh, yeah. Relationships. Yeah, okay, I had two women. Okay, yeah, this guy shut down his website because he was in a relationship. I had two women, one that I was courting who wouldn't date me because I owned datelines. And then she ended up going off with somebody else, and she seems to be pretty happy with him, so that's cool. And she turned out to be kind of wacko anyway, so that's cool. I dodged that bullet. Then the other one that I actually got involved with, she was okay with me having datelines until I got into a relationship with her. Then I had to delete them, and I had to make a choice. It was her or my website. It's like, wait a minute. I had the websites before I had you. You knew I had the websites before you had me. And you accepted me as I was, just as I accepted you as you are. Therefore, this ultimatum is unjust.
Well, yeah, she's making assumptions about why you had the websites or what potentially could happen. You know.
Right. And the messed up part was she was doing what she was accusing me of doing.
Right. So if I met a girl in a strip club and we got serious, it'd be kind of hypocritical of me to say, honey, I can't trust you stripping anymore.
Right.
You know, you gotta stop doing that. Now, it might be true that I can't trust her doing that, but it's hypocritical.
And if you couldn't trust her doing that, why did you get with her in the first place when that's her job? That's what she does.
Yeah. Yeah. How she brings home the bacon, even though I don't eat bacon.
Right? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, but the other one, she was more, I guess you could say less crazy, more, she did it more proper. We were recording, she found out I had the datelines, she said, no, I can't trust you because you got datelines, I've been cheated on too many times, blah, blah, blah. We were pretty much done. She actually did it the right way, even though she was a little cuckoo. So I commend her for that. But, you know, then again, maybe I should get rid of the datelines because they seem to be creating problems with me getting into a relationship.
Yeah, well.
But then again, Kim didn't have a problem with them. Mary didn't have a problem with them. Let's see. I actually started it when I was with Ayana, my second wife. She didn't really have a problem with it that I know of. But I actually thought of and started creating Trucker Date when I was with my second wife.
Right.
And I thought, you know.
It was a prophet
I was actually,
thing.
Huh?
It was a prophet thing, and you were thinking of your fellow truckers.
It wasn't a prophet thing in the beginning. I was going to make it 100% free.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of my fellow truckers.
It
you
should
know,
pay
out-
for itself one way or another, but. You know.
Well, back then, things were cheaper when it came to the internet. I mean, sort of. I mean, I had to pay an annual fee for my domain name, which I actually paid more for domain names back then than I am now, but I'm also a reseller now. No. I actually paid about the same then as I am now, but I'm getting them at discount now, so there you go. Hosting was cheap, but I didn't know how to create a dateline, and I didn't know how to create a database, so I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So, yeah, my intentions were to be free. You know, it's like I was driving my truck through the desert, and I had nothing else to do really but think. And I was thinking, you know, there was this herbal company called Trucker's Choice Nutritionals. And I was like, there's an herbal company designed and marketing everything around trucking. We had internet that was designed and marketed around trucking, had internet posts in the truck stop. This is back before Wi-Fi and all that stuff. We had you know, all these other things that I was thinking about that were marketed and designed and strictly, I mean, trucking has its own world, you know. And it's almost like being in outer space and you fly into some space station and everything is oriented around that lifestyle. It's a whole nother life. Trucking is the same way. So I was thinking one day, there's no dateline for truck drivers. And so I ended up convoying with this one lady. And I asked her, she thought it was a good idea, and she thought it was. So I went home, because I didn't have internet on the road. I was just getting into the computer stuff. So when I got home, I looked up trucker dates or whatever, and I couldn't find anything. Well, I could find one thing. Back then, there was a rumor.
Or us.
No. Even better. Back then, there was a... Yes. Back then, there was a rumor that there was this gay trucker hand guide and it, or locator, and it basically tells you where all the rest areas are that the gay truckers meet up at to connect. And so when I Googled, or I think it was Yahoo back then, whatever the search engine was back then, when I searched for trucker date, that's the only thing that came up.
Disgusting.
Pretty much. And then I was like, wow, it does exist, you know? Because it was just a rumor. And then I found out it wasn't a rumor anymore. But anyhow, so I looked up the domain name, because this is just as I was learning how to buy domain names and stuff and create websites. So I looked up the domain, this is like in 2003. So I looked up the domain name, it was available, Trucker Date. And so I bought it, and I started working on it. And it did, I had my first site up and running in 2003. Five, and it was horrible. I basically set it up as a forum. And but you couldn't edit your profile. You know, people could post a forum, but they couldn't go back and edit it. So what I did was I created it to where, this is also back in the MySpace days before Facebook. So I created it to where people would create their profile, and they would put their MySpace URL in there as a way to contact them. That way they don't give out their email address and they don't get spam.
Right.
So it was just a gateway website. And so then everybody connected on MySpace, but they found each other through Trucker Date.
Right.
And I actually had a lot of members or a lot of posts. It was almost kind of like your bulletin board thing. So, and that's basically what it was a bulletin board. You know, you just post your deal and you connect on MySpace. And that's the way it was until 2008. I did that for 3 years. And then in 2008, I created my first successful Dateline, which is actually more like, it was actually a social network, but that was my first working real website where people can communicate and blah, 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 blah on the website. It was like the first real thing. Now it's pretty cool. I had it someplace. Oh, I had bought some software a couple years ago. It was cool. But I had problems, and it crashed, and I lost all my members. I still have all their email addresses and everything. They're still in my database, but they all left, and very few of them came back. So now I'm trying to build up my membership activity again, my active members again. But yeah. And I forgot where I was going with that. But, oh, yeah. Basically, I was with my second wife when I created Trucker Date. And then my second wife, well, my third wife, she didn't have a problem with it. And I was faithful to her. She just wasn't faithful to me. So, and then my girlfriend after her, she didn't have a problem with it. In fact, she helped me create a porn site.
Yeah.
Which, well, actually, she wanted to sell sex products. And she wanted to create a website to sell sex products. And I told her about my website idea. And she goes, well, what are you waiting for? And I'm like, well, I really don't have any help. It's not really a strong passion of mine. It's just an idea. And I got all these other projects that I'm working on. I really don't have time for it. But I would do it if I had help. And she's like, well, what are you waiting for? She was saying, let's do this. So we did it. And she was supposed to help me, but she never did. So I ended up trashing that website. I was like, because I never went to it. You know, I hardly ever did anything with it, never went to it. I mean, well, and every time I worked on it, I got worked up. And it was like I wasn't, you know, I don't know. It's just every time I worked on it, it was like I was getting horny all the time. Of course, she liked that. But, you know, I just didn't feel like I was being very motivated in other areas. And it just wasn't a strong passion of mine. It wasn't a strong interest of mine. So it just kind of went to the wayside. And I ultimately was just wasting my money on it. But, yeah, she didn't have a problem with it. So there's women out there who won't have a problem with it. And Kim really wasn't that bad. I mean, she was an abusive alcoholic, but she didn't cheat on me. You know, she didn't really go behind my back or anything. She was probably one of the more honest women I dated. more honest. She wasn't 100%. Nobody's 100%. You know, her biggest problem was she was mean.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise I'd still be with her. Probably. That was the reason I broke up with her. I couldn't take it anymore. And that is the reason why I broke up with the last one. Of course, she was cheating on me, not physically, but emotionally. She was sexting and sending pics. Talking to these guys behind my back and then accusing me of doing it to her with guys and girls, just like the other one did. Well, I don't know. Maybe she was doing it too. I just didn't catch her.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think she was loyal. She just, I don't know why she had to browbeat me. But she was loyal.
It's something in her makeup.
No, I had access to her computer and her phone and all that stuff. There was no red flags. And I trusted her in that department. She just wasn't nice. That was just it. She just wasn't nice. But, the last one, she took the cake. I've been up
so
until
Kim
recently.
Was mean, the last one was violent.
The last one was, yeah, she was a violent, physically, emotionally, psychologically abusive alcoholic, and she was going behind my back with other guys, and accusing me of doing it. When she doing everything that she was doing, she was accusing me of doing.
Right.
So after her.
You would have stayed with her despite all that, except she went of her own accord.
No,
back
she
to that
didn't.
One guy. She didn't.
No. I wasn't gonna stay.
Okay.
After the second time she punched me in the face, I pretty much said, I'm done. I was going to let her stay in the camper until she was able to get a safe haven. I was going to give her...
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was going to give her sanctuary. I wasn't going to be in a relationship with her. I was like, screw that. I'm done with all that. But I was going to give her sanctuary until she had a safe place to go. Because I knew that where she came from was maybe not necessarily safe. Although she provoked it, it still was not a safe place for her.
Right.
So I didn't really want her going back there. I wanted her to go someplace safe. But she ended up going back there anyways.
Well, but the accusation she made of you made the accusation she made of him suspect.
True. I don't know that any of what she said about him was true because it's all hearsay evidence. And like you said, she accused me of doing things that she was doing that I wasn't doing. How do I know she was accused? I don't think she accused me of that. She wasn't accusing me of being violent. She accused him of being violent.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that she was violent. So if he was violent, she provoked it. And maybe going back into that environment was the best thing for her because he called her on the carpet, if he did return the favor, if you will. Because, you know, I'm here in the oil field talking to these guys, and they're all like, you know, you should not hit a woman, blah, 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 blah. But if a man, if a woman puts herself in a man's position, she's no longer a woman. You know, and I agree with that. But, you know, he probably had that same philosophy. And therefore, if she's going to punch me, I'm going to punch her back. And that's the reason I broke up with her, because I did not want to get to that point, because I was getting there. I could see myself going there, because my first wife, she was physical. I hadn't actually been with anybody who was physically violent since my first wife. She was the second physically violent person that I can remember being in a relationship with. My first wife was physically violent. And with me. Other women that I dated, they were physically violent with other people, but they were never that way with me. So, but my first wife was. And I warned her, you know, you keep hitting me, I'm going to hit you back. And she didn't believe me. She kept doing it. Eventually, I had enough, and I just hit her back. And she freaked her out. She was hovering, huddling in the corner, freaking out, thinking I was going to beat the crap out of her. And I never did, but she thought I was going to. So that nipped that in the bud. She never hit me again. Then my second wife, I told her the story. One day she tested me, and I almost hit her back. She freaked out. She didn't do it again either. But that was only once. But yeah, this last one, she took the cake. And until recently, I hadn't really been interested in a relationship with anybody. I'm like, fuck that. I met this girl a couple months ago that I really kind of like. I don't really know her all that well, but I want to get to know her better. I'm actually interested in her. Like, interested. I hadn't had that kind of interest in a woman in a year. So, in fact, I swore off relationships after the last one. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I am not doing another relationship ever again. But I don't know. Maybe I will. Never say never, right?
Never say never, but hey, I think there's some things you should say never to.
Like some dirty, nasty stuff. Okay, so enough of that. That all started from off-grid singles because the guy that is my competition for off-grid.singles is in a relationship. So you can see his website, but you can't access it anymore. He kind of neutralized it. It doesn't work. But you can go to my website, our website, David Ray's Idea, off-grid dating or off-gridsingles.com. And that's a cool, it's pretty cool now, but it's going to be even more cool when I got another $1,500 to put into it. Right now, we're putting our money into the land. Next month, we're going to have water. Well, we're going to drill for water.
Well,
and
wow.
Then
yeah.
I got to save up for the accessories.
Yeah. We need to determine how big a diameter we want to drill.
What? I thought it was a normal.
Well, yeah, what's normal? You know, some people only do 2 inches. Some people do 8. I don't know if they do any bigger than that.
We want to do as big as we can.
All right, 3-foot diameter so I can crawl down in there.
Well, as big as they can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, within reasonable cost.
Well, sure cost and whatever their equipment can handle. I mean, whatever their equipment does.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure a bigger diameter means bigger cost.
Yeah, because they're going to drill out more rock.
Yep.
We got a lot of rock.
Yep. Well, it's the rock layers you got to go through. Even if we had deep soil, eventually going to hit a rock layer, and you got to go through it.
Right. Not like here, where it's sandy.
Oh, I'm sure you hit rock eventually.
True that. But that's why they don't drill for. I found out that's why we're not. They don't drill for oil up there because it's harder to get the oil up there. There's more oil down here because it's sandy.
Oh. Well, I know there's coal deposits up here, but they won't allow us to use them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's oil pockets as well, but they'll be harder to access.
Well, okay.
And they might not want us to access them because we have all those water channels. And they would be afraid that the oil would rupture or the piping might rupture and leak into the water cavity and pollute everybody's water.
Whereas Oklahoma doesn't get 2 shits, and so...
Well, it's different. They probably don't have to drill as deep for the oil. They probably have to drill deeper out here for water.
Right.
So it'd be the other way around. The water might contaminate the oil supply. That's my assumption. I don't have any first-hand knowledge. Or any documentation to back up that assumption. But in talking to people, that's the analysis that I came up with.
Right.
People wiser than me in the department. Dead air.
I'm here. Dead air. We have dead air. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm losing it.
Losing it? You done lost it.
I yeah.
If you was Muslim, you would be Bin Laden.
Bin Laden?
Yep. Anyhow, so next thing on our agenda, talking about games. I've actually been on Red Towers more lately than normal. Oh, there's an update.
Red Towers is updated?
No, but there is an update.
Okay.
Supposedly, Apple, the admin, calls himself Apple. Supposedly,
right.
He is not throwing in the towel, you know, because we've had no communication with admin for quite some time.
Right.
It's like they shut everything down except for the game, but they don't monitor it anymore. They don't talk on it. Well, they might monitor it, but they don't talk on it. They don't communicate on Facebook anymore. Their website's gone. I think you can't even install the app anymore. The only people that can play the game are existing users.
Ah.
So if you want to install the app, you're out. You can't come back.
Unless you kept a copy of the previous install.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, I mean, you know, you can have a copy of the installation program.
Right. So, if you delete the app,
you very carefully
you still have
downloaded that. Yeah, if you downloaded that as opposed to installing it, which Google doesn't like you to do, but screw Google.
Right.
You can,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you didn't download it, if you didn't install it, or you didn't save it when you uninstalled it, you can't play it. Only previous users. So this is probably their test to see who's dedicated and who's not.
Right. And you're dedicated because you've been burning my flags.
Yeah. So, but supposedly Apple is still working on it. He's working on a new release, or they're still working on the new release. They're just not telling anybody when it is because everybody bitches when it doesn't come out when they say it's going to come out. So now they're just not talking.
Right. That kind of makes sense. We talk
yeah.
to you assholes. You treat us like shit, and you're not paying for nothing.
Well, they do have some investors, but the investors are complaining that they got scammed.
Yeah, except you.
I'm one of the few that aren't, but I didn't invest as much as the other people did, some of the other people. One guy invested $1,000. I only invested like 100. But still, I mean, I got what I paid for. They was, you know, sort of.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, the one who invested $1,000, does he get some sort of kickback from the profits? You know, when they.
I don't know because I never got the bonuses that I was told I was going to get in the game from my $100. So he probably didn't get anything for his $1,000. And that might be why they're saying they got scammed. But the way I see it is, I invested, it was really a donation anyway, but I invested in them to get a game release. Now, I didn't get the bonuses they promised, but I got the game release that I was investing in. Therefore, I got what I paid for. Because I wanted the game. Now, the game's kind of boring now.
At the moment.
But, at the moment. But, I mean, unless I went on a flag burning escapade, maybe I should. Kato, quit burning my flag! I'm bored.
You asshole.
There's nothing to do here. Except for mess with you people. I'm the new Red 13. But anyhow, yeah. So supposedly they're working on a new release. We don't know. We'll find out. Whoa. Hey, your girlfriend just texted me. Happy Father's Day.
I have a girlfriend?
Yeah, Kayla. The one who thinks she's my sister.
Oh. And wants to marry you.
Oh, that was so funny. You were like, oh. Oh, shit.
You said Kayla. I was thinking of the Kayla at down here in Stockton.
I know. And that's why you were like, oh. And then I said, the one who thinks she's my sister. And then you're like, oh. Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear the other comment that I made. She wants to be your sister, and she wants to be your wife.
Maybe. I think she does have a crush on me. But I don't know that.
Duh.
I don't know for sure.
Duh.
Duh. That's why she wants to be my sister. And more.
So she can have more access to you.
Right. She calls my mom, Mom, because she wants my mom to be her mother-in-law. I'm like, fuck that. Then here's the weird thing, though. This is what I'm finding out about women. I harass the crap out of this girl. And she loves it. Every time she's like, brother, and I'm like, ugh, you know. And I'm like, and I don't really treat her like crap, but I don't really treat her good either, you know. I mean, she annoys me. And so I pick on her because she's annoying. And she loves it. And I should be doing that to the women I actually like.
Right.
Instead of being nice to them. Hence why I said on Facebook, you know what's creepy? What used to be romantic.
Yeah.
Women find nice as being creepy when it used to be considered romantic.
Oh, he's nice. Stay away from him.
Right. Yeah, nice is now creepy. Yeah, now you got to pick on women and treat them like crap and for them to like you and treat you with respect. That doesn't make any sense at all.
It's perfectly logical.
Why?
I have no idea. I just said that.
Where is... maybe Google knows. Hang on.
No.
I'm going to ask. Where is the logic in women liking men who treat them like crap. Seven reasons women like men who treat them like crap. Google says...
There we go.
You can never really have him. Therefore, he's desirable because you can't, you want what you can't have.
No, that's straight from the, what's his name playbook? Dang, I can't remember his name.
Everything is a promise. Okay, I didn't read their description, so let me read their description. You can never really have him. Even if you reach a point where you officially call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, there is a part of you which is always on the edge, unsure of what is going to happen next. The rug can be pulled out at any moment, and there's something about that unknown that can be so intoxicating.
Right. So why isn't Miss Random still chasing after me?
Is she? Oh, she's not.
No, she's not. She quit after a while.
She's older and wiser. She's not maybe damaged like some of the other ones.
Right. It took her a couple of months, though, before she stopped pursuing me. I wasn't mean to her. I just wasn't interested.
Right. Everything is a surprise. I'm sorry. I said a promise earlier. Everything is a surprise. If you go several days without hearing from him, let's say when he actually calls, even if you're so incredibly mad at him, you can barely form words. You are going to pick up the phone with excitement and nervousness. You are going to forgive him right away because just hearing his voice is the only thing you were looking for. It's unexpected and therefore interesting. His love remains a surprise because you can't be sure of when or where it's going to come. They're not very articulate, but they're getting the point across, so that's good enough. He doesn't care if you need him. One of the least sexy things in a guy is the feeling of neediness and obsession, which I really don't do that. Maybe the obsession part, but I don't do the neediness part anymore. I don't know that I ever really did. But anyway.
Now, see, my goal with my ex was specifically to set it up in such a way where she didn't need me. And, you know, because of her character, that meant she left me.
Ain't wrong. You had it backwards.
I'll do that with every woman. I'm
right.
Not going to make somebody dependent on me. I want her to be able to operate without me. I want her to be with
right.
me because she wants to be with me. Not
That's
because
not
she
I'm
has
saying.
To be.
That's not what this is saying. It's not saying that she needs you. It's saying that you need her. Neediness.
Right.
The fact that you needed her was the unattractive part. If you were like, well, I don't really need you, you would have been more attractive. If you weren't so
You know what's funny about that?
If you weren't so obsessed with her, you would have been more attractive.
You know what's funny about that is I made openings for her to come back home. I wanted her to come back home. All right? Made openings for it. I knew life would be better if she was there. But I operated the family without her.
Right.
For 12 years.
But that's the thing. If you told her...
I didn't need her.
If you told her not to come back, then she would have came back. See what I'm saying? If you would have said,
if I told her not to come back, which I ultimately did, she wouldn't have had a choice to come back.
Right, but you can't mean it. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, if I say it, I mean it.
I understand that. But see, these guys don't mean it. They say, that's okay, I don't need you. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm fine without you.
So basically, these women want liars and cowards and bullies.
Basically, yes.
Which goes back to the principle of you can't have a tyrannical government unless you yourself are a tyrant.
Basically, yes.
So these women are liars, cheaters, and bullies.
Basically, yes.
And cowards. And they're looking for... liars, cowards, and bullies.
And part of it's who they are. Part of it's programming.
I mean,
they got all this programming on TV. They got the programming in the music. The government, you know, sets up welfare and rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines to program these women to think that way. And they think that it's a great thing. And then they complain that they can't find any decent guys.
Right.
But anyhow, so it says, one of the least sexy things about a guy is the feeling of neediness and obsession. The kind of stuff that makes women friend zone someone when she's really just exercising her disinterest. And therefore, there is something incredibly sexy about a guy who has nothing to lose with you, you the woman. There is definitely power structure in these relationships. Yeah, the guy has all the power. Women like men with power. Because you rely on his affection while he could definitely be fine without you. It makes you want to hold on even tighter and be glad for what you have because on some level you feel like he is doing you a favor by choosing to be with you.
Well, to a woman that stupid, he is.
Yeah, maybe. He is sure of himself. This is something nice guys got to work on, definitely, by far. Confidence is amazing. It's like some kind of natural perfume that just radiates off of people and draws others in. And when there is a guy who is fully independent, sure of himself, sure of himself, prick. Wait a minute. Let me go back. And when there is a guy who is independent, sure of himself, prick, there are few things that draw more positive attention to him. When someone is perfectly assured in every aspect of themselves, you react in a very primal way. You know that there is so much to learn from that kind of attitude, and you can help but won't be around it. You can't help but want to be around it. Yeah, they're sure of themselves even if they're total idiots. They're totally incorrect, totally clueless, and yet they're so sure of themselves that they're right. Women find that attractive, even if they're wrong.
Right.
That's something I got to work on, because I'm actually more right than I am sure of myself.
Yeah, than most of these assholes.
Well, no. I'm more right than I am sure of myself.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I need to be more sure of myself because I'm actually usually on point. I need more confidence because I usually know what I'm talking about, but I don't feel like I know what I'm talking about. And it might be my Jupiter in retrograde.
Well, you know, I'm at the point where if you don't recognize my rightness, that's your problem. You know, I don't need you.
Right. Number five, the chase, period, never ends. As much of what is sexy about relationships is the period of the chase, where you're going after them and pursuing their interests and always assure of whether or not they're going to feel the same way about you. It's what makes the build up to the first kiss. For the first night or the first night together, so intense. It's all about tying them down and making them your own and being overcome with frustrated passion when you're not able to. Oh, right, when you can't tie them down. With someone who is consistently evasive and denying, this chase period never ends. See, our problem your problem, more so than mine, is you want a relationship. You want to be tied down. Well, that's what women say they want. But really what they want is they want the excitement of trying to tie the guy down. You know, it's like they always say, it's like the woman, usually, in most cases, it's the woman who wants to go from the dating phase to the relationship phase. The woman who wants to take the relationship always to the next level. Not always. 90% of the time, it's the woman that wants to take the relationship to the next level. If it's the guy that does that, that's not normal. And to women, it's creepy. So a guy should never want to settle down on the surface. Maybe he really does, but he should never tell the woman that he does, because that's unattractive.
Right.
Like you said, they like liars.
Well, maybe that's why Miss Random clung to me for as long as she did, because I was rejecting her. But only because she wasn't qualified for what I needed. Not
right, you
because,
wanted a relationship, but it wasn't with her.
Right, and so she probably eventually figured out that, yeah, he wants a relationship, but it will never be with me.
Right, and she was caught up in the chase.
Right.
Yeah. Other women want him too. Competition.
Yeah, I'm unwanted.
That's a big factor. Anytime you're in a relationship with a woman, you're more attractive.
You know, I could probably go around with Deb Yodi to places. And they might assume relationship. Yodi's upset with me whenever the subject comes up because I want more children. It's like, what do you want more children for? You know, just because she had one kid and that was good enough for her.
She's more independent though. She's not much of the type to really want children.
Well, she's upset that there's nobody who wants her because she's too old.
And see, I was interested in her, and she told me that she was too old for me.
Yeah. Well, because that's what she's thinking. And she's upset with men her age. She's upset with men her age who want younger women. And, you know, I have my reason for wanting a younger woman. It's not because she's younger. It's because older women can't have kids.
Right.
You know. If you approach me and you're 93 and you can demonstrate that your ovaries are still active and you're fully capable of bearing a child, I might consider you.
Right.
You know, but it'd take a lot of convincing, and I'm not going to get intimate until there's commitment. I.e. a marriage contract. So it might be difficult because you're fertile at that age. It'd have to be a doctor that I really trusted. Yeah.
Yeah. Number six, other women want him too. You can see the look in their eyes when he talks to them with easy, detached confidence. You can see the pull he has. You and the desire of others only makes you want him more yourself.
I suppose I might only get that out of Deb Yodi if she saw me talking to a younger woman and there was some sort of chemistry going on. So she might be helpful in that respect.
Right.
Even though she wouldn't be interested in me, she would be disgusted that this older guy is talking to younger women.
Yeah. Number seven. You are convinced that you can fix him. When it comes down to it, there is always a part of you that wants to believe that you can fix him. You love him so much and do so much to care for him that you imagine a part of your heart is being chopped away, and eventually he will learn to reciprocate your affection and the way you want him to.
So finding a guy who's already that way is not good enough. It's got to be some guy that you're convinced you can fix.
Right.
Which means you need to find a guy that needs to be fixed.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Or a guy that you think needs to be fixed. Women, I've heard this before. I don't know where, but I've heard this before. It says women love to take men off the coat rack and make alterations.
Right.
He would be perfect if da 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 da. So you have to be almost what they're looking for, or say you are almost what they're looking for, or you know, convince them that you're almost what they're looking for. If they can fix this, 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 and this about it. But you can't have too much that needs to be fixing, otherwise it's overwhelming. And you have to show some form of progress, but not 100%. Just a tiny, tiny bit. Give them 1% progress. If you give them 1% progress per year, you can keep them for 100 years.
Yeah, that'd probably work out fine until she found my diary. Like, oh, honey, your diary seems to be written in reverse. You've got this filled out all the way out to 2110.
Yeah, but the problem is once you reach 50%, you start becoming less desirable. So you really only have 50 years.
Well, you make a 1% improvement on what remains to be improved, not on the total.
Oh, well, then you would have like 1,000 years. You have plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even 50 years is plenty of time.
Plus, in that time, there's plenty of things that will develop that she'll be thoroughly annoyed by.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to fix those.
Well, 1% of them.
Right. Only 1%. As long as she feels like she's changing you, she's making improvements. You know, like I've also heard this phrase. You know, he's come a long ways from dragging his knuckles on the ground. I think I got that from a country song. You know, she thinks that she can fix, you know. She takes pride in the fact that she made you better.
Right.
As long as you can convince her of that, you are ahead.
Yeah, but I don't know that I want to teach my children this kind of behavior.
You might. I want to teach the boys that, not the girls.
Well, I don't really want a world in which... Wow.
Let's put it this way. Well, I don't know. I don't know. You can either play by the rules of the world, or you go somewhere else and create your own world.
Yeah, I've gone someplace else. I'm pretty much by myself in it.
Right. See, I don't really want to be alone, but I also don't know that I want a relationship. You know?
Holy smokes, that's a monster.
But the nice thing about not really wanting a relationship, it actually makes me more attractive, which is a good thing. If you don't want a relationship, you'll probably get one. If you do want a relationship, you probably won't.
All right. So you're saying I'm destined to be single for the next 1,000 years.
Well, maybe not. But what I'm trying to say is you got to change your attitude. Not your outlook, but your attitude. You know?
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that I got 3 kids out of the first one then.
Probably. Well, back then, women thought differently than they do now.
No, this is, the way they think now has been pretty endemic for quite a while now.
But it's not been as bad. It seems like, I don't know, maybe I changed. Because I used to be a bad boy and now I'm not. But, when I was in elementary school, I was, you know, kind of a nerd. But when I got to junior high, I was still a nerd, but I had a reputation of being something else. You know, like, nobody really knew who I was. I mean, I was kind of mysterious. I looked kind of nerdy. I was in honor choir. I played the violin and the viola. When I first started going to junior high, I did kind of have a nerdy look, and it kind of developed into more of a retro look. I studied martial arts. I did some other things, you know, that were kind of borderline, whatever. But I didn't really talk about it. I always acted real innocent. But then the people that knew about my other stuff, they talked. And so it was like my second wife, we went to junior high school together. And she told me, I didn't know this until we got married, 11 years later. She told me that when she had a crush on me then, people said, he's not who you think he is.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I had a reputation. I was really a nice guy, but I did things, which I don't really remember a lot of them because I went through a period where I was suicidal and I damaged my brain to where I lost parts of my memory. So I don't remember everything that I was doing.
So you were a psychopath before and you don't remember it?
Could be. No, my brother was. My mom said I was always a pretty good kid. But
yeah, she didn't find the dead bodies in the backyard yet.
Perhaps.
And if she does, she'll blame your brother.
I did blame my brother for things. But my brother blamed me for things too, so we're even. But
yeah,
no,
but she didn't believe him.
True.
Which is probably why he's the way he is. It's all your fault.
It's all my fault. I'm the evil one. Oh, I did earn my name, Cain.
Evil twin.
Am I evil? Yes, I am. So anyhow, when I got to high school, I was even more dark and mysterious, but I was going through suicidal. I was depressed. I was suicidal. I was listening to heavy metal music. I wore black all the time. I had chains and leather. And I was just dark and mysterious. And I was dating probably 25% of the women in school or more. When I met my first wife, she told me I had to get rid of all those other women before I'm allowed to date her. And I did. That was a mistake. The one that was probably good for me ran off with somebody else because I wouldn't have sex with her because I was waiting for marriage. And she was the one I really wanted. But I ended up with the psychopath. But she was my second pick.
Well.
But yeah, so they want somebody they can fix, you know, bikers, you know, somebody who's aloof, somebody that they the chase. They want to tie you down, you know.
So I'm perfect. I've dropped out of society. I've got lots that they can fix.
You're just being weird, though. It's got to be a cool. It's got to be a cool thing, like a biker. You know, like the people on the TVs.
I am cool. I'm an anarchist.
Then act like it. Not act like a real anarchist. Act like the people who act like they think they're anarchists, or something like that.
So I should get the anarchy flag tattooed to my left arm, shoulder, whatever.
No, your forehead.
To my forehead. And
that
anarchy
will make you
A
more
on...
attractive.
Anarchy A on my forehead.
You'd be surprised.
I think there's a book, what was the title of that book, where the character had an A tattooed to her, burned into her forehead because she was an adulteress. I'm trying to remember what that book was. But yeah, is so mine would be, instead for adulteress, it'd be for anarchy.
Yeah. But maybe you should put the anarchy, get an anarchy tattoo tattooed on your arm.
Yeah, except I'm not entirely sure I agree with your typical anarchist. Because most of them believe. Yeah.
But you have to appear like those guys.
God.
In order for women to find you attractive. That's what I'm getting at.
I tell you what, why don't I just buy some of your patchouli oil and they'll think I'm a hippie?
I don't know that that'll work. Only certain women find that attractive.
You know, that's all right. Because there's so few men wearing patchouli that 1 in 1,000 women would probably bring me 2 or 3.
Perhaps.
It's like, is that patchouli? Yeah, it's, and I name off one of your rarest brands that you have, and they'd be like, oh, cool. It's like, yeah, it's actually patchouli wild. What's that? Well, it's patchouli oil with all the other oils that he couldn't sell mixed together. So
all right.
And you wore it? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm fantasizing.
You're weird.
Oh. Bill gave me a whole bunch of these cinnamon candies. I read the label. They don't have any cinnamon oil in whatsoever. They don't have any cinnamon in them, but they're called Atomic Fireballs, and their claim to fame is they're supposed to be cinnamon candies. They got some artificial chemical in there that burns your mouth and your tongue and whatever, like cinnamon would. But it's not cinnamon.
Not cinnamon.
Yep. And if I eat too many of them, I start sneezing.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know I get a fake mint, too. You know, a lot of the mints have fake mint in them. They don't use real mint oil. Altoids use real mint. I can eat Altoids, but not the cinnamon Altoids, because they use fake cinnamon.
Minute.
But they use real mint, which is pretty cool. But But yeah, I can't eat Tic Tacs because they make me sneeze. Not right away, but you know, it's like the next day. It's like, why am I sneezing? It's like, oh, Tic Tacs.
Tickety tackety tick tack tack. Why do women like men who treat them like poo-poo?
Because they are poo-poo, and they want to be treated as they are. They want to be accepted for what they are, and they're a bunch of little shits.
Perhaps. Okay, so the next one is 7 reasons women date men who treat them like crap. Let's see what it says. You seek a rebound man after ending a relationship. Rebound boyfriend may not be chosen with seriously. Rebound boyfriend may not be chosen with serious relationship material in mind. Oh, right, right, right. Because he's not looking for a serious relationship. We might latch on to someone in a weak moment. We might feel we need to hop from one person to another. We might fear being alone and not be as choosy as we ought to be. Hopefully, once the dust settles from the breakup, we'll feel less vulnerable and rebound men will lose his appeal. Well, the ability to flip our hair and be naughtily say bye-bye bad boy and move on to something worthy, or at least be secure with the knowledge that we are enough and we don't need men to compliment us. I kind of didn't understand that, but okay.
They don't need men, but they need men. That's basically what I'm saying.
You have incredibly low self-esteem. That's self-explanatory. You socially isolate yourself. You think you can fix him. You enjoy the thrill of the bad boy. I get it. I really do. This is a woman writing, okay? I've succumbed to the lure of the bad boy more times than I care to admit. They're sexy. They're unpredictable. They bring excitement and adventure to the table and to the bedroom and living room rug, if you know what I mean. But they also bring uncertainty and stress. The emotional roller coaster that bring the emotional roller coaster of being with a bad boy might be fun for a while. You might gush that your stomach does little somersault when the phone rings, but when you figure out that your stomach is doing somersaults because you're never sure when he's going to call, hint, it's never when he says he will, hopefully you, hopefully any thrill you get in exchange for putting up with something, someone treating you like garbage, are short-lived. More powerful to you if you're an, oh, more power to you if you're an adrenaline junkie, but that probably shouldn't be the basis of your love relationship. Number six, you love a good challenge. If you need challenge, try training for a half marathon, or make it your goal to visit all 50 states before you're 40. While relationships are often challenging, that shouldn't be the draw. Enough said.
She agrees with me.
Yeah.
Where can I meet this woman?
I know, right? You're dating someone who treats you like... You're used to dating someone who treats you poorly. If you date someone who treats you like garbage, then you will be able to appreciate a functional relationship. Maybe this is a stretch as far as motivation to date someone who is shitty to you, but hopefully it's at least an unintended positive side effect. Being able to enjoy someone who treats you like the dazzling creature you are, after being with someone who treats you like a human doormat, kind of assumes that you've left the relationship with someone who treats you like a human doormat. Okay, whatever. Her words are weird. I can't get... But I understand what she's trying to say. If you see yourself in this, take a look in the mirror and repeat after me. You're a motherfucking goddess, and you deserve better. If you see someone you care about in this, build them up. Maybe it's a bad boy phase, or maybe there's something deeper going on. Either way, just jump in line and treat her like crap. Don't jump in line and treat her like crap. Be their tribe. Don't judge. Be present. Okay. Anyways, I don't know, I like that, even though it's hard to read. I'm going to post that as well. That was found, I just Googled, where is the logic in women liking men who treat them like crap? So I got those two reasons. Why do most women like guys who treat them like crap? So basically, those are the key words. Women liking guys that treat them like crap.
Well, right now I'm feeling pretty crappy.
Yeah, I'm tired too.
Yeah. So, I know you want men who treat you like crap, but not men who feel like crap, so.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to bed.
All right. So this concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah.
where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
All right. See you next week. Next Sunday, 7 p.m. for Scrap Go Scrap podcast and 9 p.m. for Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Yep. Which you can get a double dose of this week because we will do it on Saturday also until next month.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
If I'm not working.
Yeah, I'll do my best to monologue.
Yeah, this job has interfered with the podcast, but I'm making more money. Well, I'm working more hours. I'm not really making more money, I'm just working more hours.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm making more money, but I'm not making more money per hour. Let's put it that way.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. All right. Well... yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow, but you folks, I'll talk to you next week. So.
Yep, yep, yep.
And if you want to advertise with us, please contact us.
Yeah. I need to create an advertising spot for advertisers.
We need to leave commercial break periods every so ever.
What are those?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're non-professional. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
No, but we're learning.
I tell you what, though, when we put up that micro FM radio tower, I'll be putting the best of our podcast on there.
There you go.
At first, it'll be just whatever random thing I can lay my hands on. But eventually, I'll hit on things that, hey, that was a good point. Let's cut and paste that one. All right. I'll talk to you all later.
All right.
Check out our websites.
Yeah. All right. I'll upload these tonight. We'll talk to you later.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and ScrapGovScrap.com.
Yep, yep, yep.
Good night, folks.
Good night.